Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance Slow Scary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis. So glad that you guys could be along with us today. And we're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show just any moment here. So stand by. When we get back, we'll be joining, teaming up, simulcasting with the Gary Snyder Show right here on 1400 WBAT, along with 1400 WBAT. My name is Tom Marquis. So glad to have you along here today. It is the day before Friday, so what do you do, huh? We'll be right back. Like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Show. My name's Tom Marquis. So glad to have you on board. We're going to be teaming up with Gary Snyder at 1400 WBAT as we broadcast across the nation. And I tell you what, we've got a good show packed for you today coming up right here. Excuse me, right up here at as soon as we connect with 1400 WBAT, we'll have Abby Phillip, which is the White House reporter for the for Politico.com. She's always got some good gossip for us that's coming down from the White House. It's so good to be along with you. I am ready for Friday. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving? It comes so fast every year, but I'm ready for to take a couple days, put my hands in my pants, scratch and sniff, eat some turkey. It's so good. Just that's what I'm thankful for. Obviously, family and just being in the great nation that we are in. But what are some of the things you guys got going on for Turkey Day? You know, 917-889-8516, our number, write down those digits so you can catch everything that we do right here on the Balance Radio Network on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. All right, guys, just a few short minutes. We're going to connect with Gary Snyder of 1400 WBAT. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It is Thursday, that's right. And this is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. We'll be back right after this.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Snyder Show. We're attempting now to connect with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Unfortunately, a lot of times what happens here is we are actually in two different locations, and it's like fitting a puzzle piece together or a plug-in together. It's just got to fit in just right, and we are trying to connect with them right now. I think that we might be connected with them now.
Not quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old.
I'm going to have a quesadilla for dinner. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guests and co-host, I need to tell you about my experience trying to buy carpet. I did what everybody else did when I first started to try to find some. I went and checked out the big home improvement box stores, and when I did this, I found something was missing. service. You know what I'm talking about here. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Bayro, and Shaw, they also had that special something that was missing from all of those big home improvement box stores I checked out. They had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion, then Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lost my place there. You think I could read by now? 43 years old, college, high school, still. All right, Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call. He is waiting for your phone call. 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. And as always, if you can't remember all that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Literally, the center of the sports and political universe. And I'm not joking there, am I, Tom?
You're the center of somebody's universe, that's for sure. I think it's very well yours, but you are the center of the universe. That is true. The one-stop place is Gary L. Snyder Show, Snyder.com.
You still screw that up.
I always do. I don't know what's up with that. It's like, once something gets stuck in your head, man, it's there. It is there. It's like one of those songs that never go away. Well, let's move on.
All right. Usually at this time, we're supposed to be joined by Abby. Is she on yet, or is she still running a little behind?
I don't know. Maybe we're getting stood up by her, too. Maybe her and Eric Estrada are out together. I don't know. But
I will tell you this. I'd much rather be – it says more about your career to be stood up by Abby Phillip than Eric Estrada.
Well, you do know there was an assassination attempt on President Obama yesterday.
Yeah, but he was in Australia.
Did you read that article? I mean, I understand they've got to charge him with something. I certainly don't condone going around shooting your weapon in Washington, D.C., that in close proximity of the White House. And I guess the bullet – now, this tells you how great the Secret Service is. This bullet was – they found this bullet lodged in the bulletproof pane glass. It never even remotely got close to the president. They somehow, through the bullet, found the shooter. And the shooter has been charged with attempted assassination of a president or his staff members. True. It just broke.
And all this time when the president was nowhere in the country when he took the shot.
Look at making that one stick. Of course, the government can make any case stick that they want to, but I'm sure that there'll be some, I don't know how much of that will stick, but that's what they've initially charged him with.
Well, you know, you hate to see anybody take a pot shot at the president, whether he's in the country or not. And, whether you like President Obama or not, he is our president. And we don't like people trying to shoot him.
No, I mean, that's not cool. I'm not condoning that. However, we can shoot him at the election day on the polls. We can go to the polls and shoot for somebody else.
Yeah, please clarify that before the Secret Service repels into my house tonight.
You can go to the polling things and elect a new president.
Let's stick with that.
Yeah, let's stick with that. Wait a minute, my door's knocking. Hold on. What are all these SUVs outside? No, I'm just kidding. See,
Tom, that all of our guests are abandoning us today. Brodigan will not be able to make it. I just got a tweet from him. Obviously, Abby is, working. at a paying job other than calling us. Anything else?
Well, I guess we're left to our own demise tonight.
We are. Cubs got a new manager today.
Yeah, I guess I have that on the backup. I mean, obviously, you know, the Cubs got a new manager today. I'm curious to see how that pans out. I mean, really another topic that I've got here is this whole, and you and Abdul talked about it a little bit, this whole Occupy Wall Street movement, if we even want to call it that, has gotten, to me, it they need to just pack up and go home across the nation, because now that the city of New York has been able to evict people and other courts have upheld it, every city government out there is coming at them with eviction notices. And maybe the 60s are reliving themselves, but did the protest in the 60s really stop the Vietnam War? No. I think they brought attention to their cause. Bravo for that. But let's move on. This is no longer anything that anybody cares about. At first, I was all about it. I thought it was great. I thought it was great that people were getting out there to do that. But now it's turned into a bunch of hippies, Gary. A bunch of hippies, I tell you.
Well, and you know, I may disagree a little bit on this. I think you know, you may not agree with all the groups that are participating, but when you take a look at the underlying cause of what they are out protesting, and that is basically corporations and them not paying any taxes like GE, and secondly, the impact corporations have on our political system. I think that isn't necessarily a lost cause. And we had Jack Abramoff on earlier in the week. If you want to know why a politico is doing something, an elected official is doing something, just look where they're getting their money, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what Abdul said just before we let him go, was it's amazing what people do. And if I'm misquoting him, I apologize, but I'm summarizing what he said. It's amazing what people do when they have the right incentives. And but here's the thing. I get that, and I understand that concept in an overall box. Okay, you have very rich corporations that are buying votes, and they're doing it on Republican and Democrat sides both, and I don't think that's going to stop. Here's where I am having issues with this whole Occupy Wall Street. It's not becoming peaceful anymore. It's very, very dirty where they're at. They don't live in the most sanitary conditions. Now you're hearing about crimes of rape, and you're hearing about crimes of, you know, and granted, those are a select few, and the overall group of people are peacefully demonstrating. But when you have such a black eye, and here's the thing, I understand it, I do, and I'm not a big, I've never been a big fan that believes you can change government by protesting. I believe that you can change government by doing what you're supposed to do as an American. And I think that if you don't vote, you let the whole American system down. It's because of you that don't vote that makes the system fail. And what happens is you've got so many people there that read something in the New York Times, for example, or see something on CNN, and they just go out there and they do it, and they have no idea what they're doing. I don't think you're going to change government by protesting. And this is just, to me, another example of anarchy. But we got a break.
All right, Tom, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you can join us here on the Balance Radio Network as we stream across the United States. And we were supposed to be joined here by Abby Phillip, a White House reporter for Politico.com, talk a little bit about what's going on in our U.S. government, the White House, and that sort of stuff. And my guess is that something bigger and better has happened, and that's what she's covering right now, and so perhaps we'll get her on here yet. And also at the bottom of the hour, typically we have John Brodigan, which is not going to be able to join us today either. We're on a roll, guys. So here's the deal. We're going to open up the phone lines, 917-889-8516. We're just going to kind of open it up to whatever you want to talk about, whether it be sports, government, what have you, and we'll just try to dive into a conversation that you may have. This is the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and it is a fantastic Thursday to have you along. Again, write down these digits, 917-889-8516, and jump right on in here. We're going to open up the phone lines, and whatever you want to talk about, let us know.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us here on Thursday afternoon. We're opening up the phone line to talk about whatever you want to talk about, 917-889-8516, whether it be politics, pop culture, sports, what have you. I'm sure that we've got something that we can talk about. Obviously, we were talking a little bit about the Occupy Wall Street. What are your thoughts about that? Peyton Manning, keep him, trade him. Those are some of the things that are on the table. What are some of the things concerning you about the Indiana up and coming Indiana State Legislature secession? I didn't say that. We're going to be teaming back up here with 1400 WBAT and Marianne, and with our simulcast with the Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis. El Presidente. Again, write down these digits, 917-889-8516. It's open lines. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Keep it clean.
Shepherd, and I want to encourage all of you to purchase your season tickets at Marion High School. Great prices, lower level reserve seats, $55 for adults and $45 for students. We have 13 home games, and our young team will be looking for that home court advantage that you, the Marion fans, have provided in years past. Be a Giant and support the new era of Marion Giants basketball.
Get access to affordable health care now. Are you uninsured? Can't afford your present coverage or COBRA? Want to compare your current benefits? Call the Healthcare Access Group Agency at 1-800-552-2993. We have affordable healthcare plans with the benefits you need, some with guaranteed acceptance so you can't be turned down. Call 1-800-552-2993 and find out about plans with real insured healthcare coverage that can begin right away. Some plans start at less than $99 a month, plans that include benefits for doctor's visits, hospitalization, surgery, and much, much more. Your benefits could begin as soon as tomorrow. For a free consultation with a licensed agent, call 1-800-552-2993. Call 1-800-552-2993 now. The Healthcare Access Group Agency offers various insurance plans. Defined limited benefit indemnity plans require association membership. Call for state availability and specific limitations and exclusions.
So Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT, of course. Before we get back to our co-host for this time period, I need to tell you, as if we haven't had enough, Schaefer's Indiana Turf, they're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which probably needs to be removed, and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Arians. Top of the line, Arian snow throw snow blowers. They have the Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers and still carry the Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper mowers and have all the winter accessories for the Dixie Choppers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, it's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Here's what you need to do. Give Ryan a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Now, if you can't remember all that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Pretty simple. Don't you think, Tom?
Absolutely. GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the universe.
Political and sports universe.
Political and sports universe.
All right, we were talking Occupy Wall Street. If you want to give us a call, give us your thoughts on Occupy Wall Street, 765-662-1400. Again, 765-662-1400. We're talking Occupy Wall Street, Occupy something. And as we spoke a little earlier with Abdul, the Indiana State Parks and Recreation in Indianapolis are getting fed up with them. Stop throwing the trash on the ground. And they're being evicted everywhere. Although I will say they're being allowed back into these places. They're just not allowed to have their hippie communes anymore.
Well, and also, guys, The line for Balance Radio Network is 917-889-8516. So if you call the 765 number and you can't get through, we got plenty of lines open here at 917-889-8516. Tell us what you think about Occupy Wall Street. I mean, is it directed in the right place? I don't know, Gary. Perhaps some of it is. To say that Wall Street and the government are wholly independent of each other, or I don't know that that's just accurate. And here's the thing. I find it kind of funny that all of this stuff started popping up after we saw this huge demonstration of protesters in Egypt to change over the government. You know, I don't know. Maybe it is time for frustrated Americans to get out there and protest and find a leader with a voice and to run a platform that can challenge the status of that can challenge status quo. And I don't know if Occupy Wall Street's the right direction to do that. I think what has happened, Gary, unfortunately, I think that the foundation of it started out well, but somewhere along the way when they were building this movement, I think they've lost focus. And I don't know. You know, Occupy Wall Street gets donated supplies every day.
You can go both ways with this. You know, what started out with the Tea Party. You know, there have been many articles written that, you know, the Tea Party has went from a constitutional movement of smaller government, less spending, to a religious, organization, but a religious movement. So, you know, you have both sides that maybe started off as one thing, and kind of gravitate towards something else.
Right. And as far as the Tea Party and the religious movement, here's the thing about the Tea Party. I think they've been able to keep themselves glued together. I think that the Tea Party has people inside the government that they've elected and that listen to their voice. On the flip side of it, I think on Occupy, for example, Occupy Wall Street gets supplies donated to them every day. So many supplies that they could actually be able to donate a lot of that back to homeless shelters. They're not doing that. They're keeping that stuff for themselves and their organization. They're getting money donated to them. They're getting food donated to them. They're getting clothes, blankets across the United States. But you don't see those same protesters go in and say, hey, we've got what we need. We're going to go give it to the homeless shelters in New York or whatever. You don't see that. So I don't see where they're doing what they say they're doing. What they're saying is Wall Street has all the money and the power. They're not giving up anything. But when people give you surplus and excess, you're not sharing it with those people that need it. I just think that it's come unglued, and I think it's a big mess.
All right. If you want to call in on this, and we'll continue this after the break, we'll have Abby Phillip on with White House reporter for Politico.com. The number to call, we used the balance number here the last hour. That was my fault earlier, 917-889-8516. Again, 917-889-8516. If you want to comment about Occupy Wall Street, the Tea Party, we'll take your calls. Right now we're going to the break, and we'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All All right, welcome back to The Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis. This is The Balance Radio Network. I am El Presidente. So glad that you could join us here on the final segment of our show. Coming up here, when we team back up on our simulcast, is 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana. We're going to jump right into some discussions with Abby Phillip. We got her on the line now, so we're going to be able to talk with her about what's going on in Washington. And she always has a lot to talk about for us. And you know what we were talking about a little bit before the break, and you can certainly comment on our different websites, GaryLSnyderShow.com or www.thebalanceonline.com, or on Twitter or on Facebook. What are your thoughts about Occupy Wall Street? And I think Gary's got a different opinion of this, but I think it's gone amok. I think it started out good, and I think that the foundation is great. I like what it symbolizes. I don't like what it's become. And, you know, like I was just talking with Gary about, you know, they get donated so much money, clothing, food, and you don't see them giving their surplus amount to homeless shelters, for example. I don't know. You know, I guess it just all depends on how you look at it. And Gary compared it a little bit to the Tea Party, how it's kind of become a religious movement. But I think that it stayed together. So, you know, we're gonna team back up with Gary Snyder Show. We're going to have Abby Phillip on. We're going to talk, you know, about what's going on in the world of politics. And, yeah, your guess is as good as mine, but Abby always seems to know. So welcome right here to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. And coming up right at 6 o'clock, we're going to rerun the hour number 2 of the Gary Snyder Show as it was heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion. My name's Tom Marquis. We'll be right back. You're on the Balance Radio Network. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Watching the game, smoking some bud.
Are you all alone?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. What's up?
What's up?
Yo, Duke, pick up the phone.
Yo.
What's up?
What you doing, son?
Nothing. Just chilling. Killing.
True, true.
In 2012, their first pay raise in 5 years. The Grant County Council approved the raises last night as part of a 2-year agreement with Local 825 of the International Union of Police Associations. The raises will be set amounts that will vary among positions. I'm Ed Thurman. The 1400 WBAT forecast, clear and cold tonight, low 25. On Friday, sunny, windy, a little warmer, high tomorrow 48. Friday night, increasing cloudiness, breezy, not as cold, low 32. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy and cool, with Saturday's high of 55. We're your connection for news, sports, and information. 1400 WBAT.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
it's been one of those days. One of those days. We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We are joined, obviously, by the Balance Radio Network. Say hi, Tom.
Hello. And, Gary, our clocks are way off, just so you know. But go ahead. Go.
And we're also joined by Abby Phillip, White House reporter for Politico.com. Abby, welcome.
Hi. How are you all today?
It's been one of those days.
The beauty of live radio,
Abby. Let me start by saying, Abby, that I understand you were late, but you know, I don't know what this says about my career. I was stood up by Eric Estrada a little bit earlier. You know, I can understand you as a working journalistic professional working with a major organization like Politico. It doesn't... it doesn't kill my psyche when that happens. But when you're stood up by Eric Estrada, that can't be good for your radio career.
Well, at least I have a good excuse.
All right, well, let's get right into it. It's been a long week of politics. I guess started this week was the Herman Cain, I don't know, what would you call it? Would you call it a nosedive, a tailspin? How would you describe, number one, his fall from grace, and number two, boy, that was painful watching him try to answer that Libya question and then ask about his performance as he was leaving. He just looks at the camera and says, 999.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because he's been asking this whole time for people to move away from reporting about his, you know, the scandal surrounding his time at the National Restaurants Association to the substance of his candidacy. And then he has that Libya moment, which, I mean, I think was just incredibly detrimental to him. I mean, not being able to answer a question about something that's has been so prominently in the news cycle is really, I mean, embarrassing. It's sort of up there with Rick Perry's oops gaffe from the debate a few weeks ago.
And you don't even have to be a foreign policy expert. All you have to do to answer that question is watch the flipping news.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so bad. I mean, the idea, you know, he said later, the idea that someone running for president needs to have all the answers is wrong, but that's not necessarily the case. I don't think anyone was expecting him to have all the answers, but rather they were expecting him to have an answer to a question that I'm sure he could have anticipated.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, obviously, Newt, you're up next. The next contestant on The Price is Right. And here's the thing. I don't think anybody really ever took Newt as a serious candidate. Now they are. It's kind of like process of elimination until we get to Mitt Romney, and everybody believes that Mitt Romney is the person who can absolutely defeat Obama. And I think that's the same problem that the Democrats had with John Kerry when they ran him against George W. Bush. So I want to be very careful about that. But I do kind of like Newt. I think when he gets elected, he's going to be somewhere around the age that Ronald Reagan was when he got elected. And obviously he comes from that era. And us old school conservative, real conservative, Reagan era Republicans love Newt. I like him. What are your thoughts about him?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of conservatives do like him. He's kind of known as the intellectual behind the conservative movement. I think Newt's problem, though, is just that he has a very, very long history in politics. That is going to be the most important thing about how, you know, determining how long he's going to be in the spotlight, because there are a lot of people out there just dying to kind of tell these old stories about Newt from the 1990s, someone who there's, you know, evidence to characterize him as perhaps intemperate, you know, perhaps even sort of not able to sort of make truthful statements. I mean, this week, this whole Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac thing has really blown up in his face, where he denied being a consultant for those two mortgage giants, and it turns out that he's been paid like almost $2 million by them for work that could only be described as, you know, pretty standard government consultant, you know, even lobbying work on behalf of those two companies.
Is this basically what we're coming down to with the Republicans? Mitt has kind of been out there from the start We've had Michelle Bachmann. You know, it's kind of like whack-a-mole. She stuck her head up, got whacked. Rick Perry stuck his head up or forgot to stick it up. I'm not sure. Got whacked. And then it was Herman Cain's turn, got whacked. Now it's Newt Gingrich's. And at some point, do we just come around as the default candidate as Mitt Romney?
I think that's not a bad way to put it. There is really no evidence that all these candidates who keep popping up and gaining attention and rising in the polls really have a chance to get the nomination. And the only person who's kind of flying under the radar and is also the focus of the Obama campaign is Mitt Romney. And I think that should tell you something. They are not taking Newt Gingrich or Herman Cain particularly seriously. They're focused on the person who they think has the best chance of getting the Republican nomination, and that's Mitt Romney. And, you know, part of what we're seeing here is just the electorate expressing their kind of ambivalence about the field. And I think we might continue to see that for the time being until we get into some of the early states in the beginning of January.
Now, Abby, here's another big thing weighing on my mind, and obviously from my side of the microphone here, it's my job to try to poke holes in everything, and so maybe that's what I'm doing here. But I'm obviously conservative. Anybody that knows me and listens to me knows how I lean. But my thing is, when I look at Mitt Romney, and we look at situations that, you know, even though it's laying dormant right now, it's just waiting to explode, and that's the whole Obamacare, the whole Obama health care. When Mitt and Obama go at it, if presumably saying that Mitt gets the nomination, they go at it. The minute they bring up Obamacare, he's going to say, well, what about Massachusetts? What about what you do there in health care? And what about the time that your health care law there? He's got to separate himself from what he did in Massachusetts with health care and Obamacare, which is a disaster. How did he do that?
And it's not just the health care law. It's a whole slew of issues, including, you know, gay marriage, including, you know, pro-life issues where he has taken positions when he was running for office in a very liberal state and governing a very liberal state, that he's going to have to reckon with when he's running against Barack Obama. It's not just healthcare. I think healthcare is probably a significant problem for him. But you know, the Obama campaign is just sitting there collecting issues that they can you know, slap on Mitt Romney as flip-flops. And this could be, you know, similar to what we saw, you know, when John Kerry was running against George Bush, where he got labeled as a flip-flopper. And I think that Mitt Romney runs the risk of that, you know, in a very serious way.
Well, that and Kerry put on that stupid NASA clean suit, too. That didn't help.
Right.
As we take a look at this presidential field and we see
news, weather, sports, and information, plus your greatest hits, all here on WBAT Marion. We keep you informed and entertained.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But
yeah,
anyway,
neither do we, but that was a great question.
You know, as we head into some of the earlier states, you have people like Ron Paul and maybe John Huntsman in New Hampshire, Ron Paul in Iowa. So, you know, when we take a look at least some of the early states, the nominee may not even get that, win those early states. And could that throw this primary process into a little more of a flux?
That's a really good question. I think it depends on how badly some of the prominent candidates do. You know, if they do in fact not win the early states, I think ultimately there's a lot of noise right now in the field. And by the time we get to the early states, some of that noise is going to distill down to, you know, three maybe four principal candidates, and then it's going to be important to see where they stack up in these early contests. It is complicated by the fact that the primary calendar this year, this cycle, is extremely compact, and that makes it very difficult for candidates to perform well in all of these states, and it requires a lot of money. And in fact, there are only a couple of candidates who have enough money to compete well in all of those states. And I think you'll see the money issue really starting to play out when it comes to how well some of these candidates are able to do when we get to the primaries, and you know, people like Romney and even Perry, who has raised a lot of money, might be able to revive himself because of that fact, because he has enough cash to kind of push him through that very compact January schedule for the Republican primary.
I mean, I've got a question. I want to just shift gears a little bit, just because it's making so many headlines across the social media world and probably on the regular media as well. The Secret Service has actually charged this guy. Now, granted, you shouldn't be around. We talked about this at the beginning part of the show. You shouldn't be shooting shots anyway around the White House. But can the Secret Service really make this charge of attempted assassination of Obama or his staff members stick?
That is another really good question. This is obviously breaking, like, as we speak, but it sounds as if it's a little bit of a difficult argument, because the president was not even at the White House, not even on the East Coast. He may or may not have even been in the country at the time of this alleged assassination attempt. But at the same time, the reports about this man sort of indicate that he was at least a little mentally unstable and may have intended to assassinate the president or his staff. There's a question about the feasibility of his attempt, and I think there are going to be questions about that. But the biggest question is going to be whether the intent alone is enough to create an argument for his guilt, or whether there has to be some sort of plausibility that his attempt might have actually succeeded.
All right, Abby, we got to start wrapping things up a little bit. Where can people find your work there at Politico?
Politico.com.
Well, you make it so easy. Thanks a lot, Abby, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Tom, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on a Thursday edition of the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello.
All right, we'll join right back up with 1400 WBAT when they come out of their break. My name's Tom Marquis El Presidente, and so glad that you could join us here on the Balanced Slush Gary Snyder Show. We are coast to coast. We are streaming coast to coast. And, you know, we've got a great guest coming tomorrow at 5:07 p.m., a great new band on the Christian music scene. And these guys are just a good group of guys that have a great band and a great message. The band is called Abandon. And I tell you what, they're getting noticed. And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk with them was the fact that when you look at, in contrast, when you look at ESPN, what they used for their college anthem, football anthem in 2011, and then who Fox Sports used, which was the anthem of that was recorded by this band, Abandon. Brand new Christian band out of San Antonio. They got a good message, and really looking forward to talking with them tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern right here on the Balance Radio Network. And, just go to abandonrock.com and you'll check them out, and they'll be on tomorrow. Now, coming up here at 6 o'clock, we're going to dive right into the second hour of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion. And obviously, as you know, at 4:35 or the half hour mark, we'll put it that way, because actually maybe more like 6:35 Eastern, we're talking to Obama. I did not just say that. We are not talking to Obama. I swear we are not. We are talking to Abdul. I can't believe I just said that. You know what, guys? That is tweetable right there. I just said Obama instead of Abdul. We were talking to Abdul, indiepolitics.org, about the, you know, what's going on in the Indiana State Legislature, you know, legislation. And guys, we do want to hear your thoughts and your comments. www.thebalanceonline.com. Remember, you can download all of our archive shows off The Balance, or just go to your iTunes accounts, podcast, search The Balance, and you can find us right there. My name's Sean Marquis, El Presidente. We'll be right back. When we get back, we'll finish up here with our live hour, and we'll go right into the second hour of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana.
Opportunity. So grab your cape and be a superhero by setting up your child's College Choice 529 plan. You'll leap tall buildings with affordable minimum contributions, professional asset management, and tax benefits that'll be on your side. Set up an automatic monthly investment plan, and who knows what adventures the future might hold. Be a superhero for your kids. Start by conquering dreams with Indiana's College Choice 529 plan. Learn more at collegechoiceplan.com.
Hello, this is Henry Smith, President of Indiana Wesleyan University. Again this year, Indiana Wesleyan is joining hands with the Salvation Army to help needy children in the Grant County area. Please be an angel and sponsor a needy child in our community this holiday season. Stop by the Five Points Mall in Marion or this radio station at 820 South Pennsylvania Street. Pick up the name of a child whose wish is on the card for you to purchase a gift. Be an angel this holiday season. Help the angel tree. Thank you.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
We're here to wrap things up on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Real quick, winter is rapidly approaching and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now. 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them now, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. You can go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builder, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. And obviously, you can't remember that, GaryLSnyder.com. All right, Tom, what do you have for us for the rest of the evening real quick?
Well, Balance Radio Network listeners, just stay right here. We're going to broadcast hour number two, as heard right here on 1400 WBAT. Of course, you can find us online or download us on iTunes. Just search The Balance under podcast.
All right. I want to thank all of our guests today, at least the ones that showed up. And that would be Terry O'Shea, survivor of the Jonestown massacre. Abdul, we're just going with, he's the publisher of IndyPolitics.org, and Abby Phillip, from White House reporter for Politico.com. Tom, you got about 10 seconds. Where can they find your work?
www.thebalanceonline.com or on Facebook, just search The Balance, or on Twitter, T-Balance.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Good Morning Grant County with Tim and Ed will be out at Five Points Mall, ringing the bell at O-Dark 30. So, get out there, get some coffee, donuts, and drop off some money. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo!
More!
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 All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to jump right into hour number two. That was, as it was heard on 1400 WBAT of the Gary Snyder Show, right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Thompson, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. I want to thank our guest last hour, Terry O'Shea, with her book, Jonestown Lullaby, basically a first-hand account and survivor of the People's Temple and Jim Jones. So interesting look. This hour, hopefully, if things go right, we'll have Eric Estrada on here in a minute. You know him, Chips, the TV show, the reality TV show out of Muncie where he was a reserve officer. Do I need to go on? You know who Eric Estrada is. If that does not happen, which he's supposed to have called by now, but we'll see. If that doesn't happen, then we will go right to an interview I did yesterday with Chuck Farr. Apparently, a lot of controversy being stirred up with that. His book, Target, Seal Target Geronimo, and we'll take a look, listen to that interview again. As you heard, Michael Smirkanich taking exception to the book, kind of going after him a little bit. So we'll have that for you. Also on the show today, we have the bottom of this hour, Abdul Hakim Shabazz, or Abdul, publisher of IndyPolitics.org. We'll talk a little bit about Occupy Indianapolis, some of the other things happening in the Indiana political scene. Next hour, Abby Phillip, White House reporter from Politico.com, will give us a call, give us the latest from D.C. A lot of times she literally calls us from the basement of the White House, believe it or not. And finally today, John Brodigan with what else? Brodigan. All right, quick break. We'll be back hopefully with Eric Estrada. If not, we'll just go right into my interview with Chuck Farr. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT.
Kick off your holiday shopping at the 23rd Annual Holiday Crafters Showcase and Marketplace tomorrow and Saturday at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Muncie. Shop in two buildings full of arts, crafts, gifts, collectibles, gift foods, and home and personal items. Something for everyone on your shopping list. Admission is $4, children under 12, and parking free. Shop tomorrow 2 to 8 and Saturday 10 to 4. Don't miss the Holiday Crafters Showcase and Marketplace at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Visit cloudshows.biz.
Hi, this is Neil Haley with the Total Education Minute. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to find out more information on the Total Education Network, now syndicated on 43 stations. I wanted today to talk to you about teacher unions. Are teacher unions good? What are the good things and bad things about teacher unions? One good thing about teacher unions, they protect their teachers. They protect them from administrators that are not doing the right thing, teach students, and also parents. The one bad thing about teacher unions, they protect bad teachers. They really aren't doing their job in the classroom, not taking care of the students, possibly really being a detriment to their learning. So the way I would change it is the teacher unions need to change with the time, and that bad teachers should be fired, and they should push for that. Go to my website, TotalTutor.org, to find out more information on the Total Education Network and the Total Education Minute. I hope everyone has a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Work out anytime you want, 24-7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
I'm a mansion on the hillside. The sports car comes driving down the road and pulls up into the driveway.
We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to, I guess we'll go with the interview with Chuck Farr, since that's drawing all the controversy, both within the Pentagon, the Obama administration, and Michael Smirkanich, the show that precedes me here on WBAT. First, though, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Four things you need to remember. Number one, Anytime Fitness Marion, located next to Marsh North. Memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, Anytime Fitness Marion. You mentioned my name, my show's name. It can even be WBAT 1400. Doesn't even have to be nice. You will get 2 free months on top of your one-year membership. Not a bad deal. Number three, Anytime Fitness Marion memberships are good at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness Marion is open 24-7. So work out on your schedule, not your gym's. All right, Schaefer's Indiana Turf, they're in Fort Wayne. And they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which may be nil from here on out, and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They carry Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers and Gravely Hustler, and Dixie Chopper Mowers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. But if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, and the Huntington area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. If you cannot remember all that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. All right, had a chance yesterday to interview Chuck Farr, who is creating a lot of stir within the Obama administration nationally. He is the author of Target, Seal Target Geronimo. Here is my interview with Chuck Farr. All right, we're going to go right to our next guest. His name is Chuck Farr. Hopefully I got that right. His book, Seal Target Geronimo, The Inside Story of the Mission to Kill Osama Bin Laden. Chuck, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you, Gary. It's good to talk to you.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's start by telling people a little bit about yourself and why you decided to write this book and why now.
Well, in my previous life, I'm a writer now, presently. In my previous life, I was an assault element commander at SEAL Team 6. Like everyone else, I heard and was thrilled by the news that the president announced a successful raid had brought Mr. Bin Laden to justice. I heard, like everyone else, the president's statement, which was about the last time the government was able to say something coherent and not contradictory regarding the raid. By August of this year, the story had turned into a pretty ugly tale of murder. There appeared in the New Yorker an article that was very well informed politically, but not very well informed operationally. It told a story that had a couple of things that were hard to believe in it. It told the story of a ground-up assault where the SEALs blew their way into this building, shooting women and children as they went, and ended up on the third floor shooting a woman and then killing Osama bin Laden. It also had a very puzzling story about a helicopter that crashed on the way in, and the helicopter right behind it, instead of landing on the principal piece of real estate of the target, the roof of the main building, it then diverted, if we're to believe the story, outside the compound to land on the other side of a 20-foot wall with a 10-foot steel gate in it. As a former SEAL, this story just didn't add up to me. I started investigating, and I discovered a completely different story for this operation.
And I guess my next question is, what kind of investigating did you do, and who did you talk to?
Well, I talked to people in the CIA. I talked to people in the intelligence communities. I spoke to people within the Joint Special Operations Command, planners, and people who observed this operation from the vantage point of the drone, but I also spoke to boots on the ground. You know, and I'll say that, you know, besides the fog of war for the people who were closest to the point of the spear, some people saw one thing, some people saw another. I found as I was discussing this matter with people in Washington, I had some people trying to sell me very hard their version of the story. That includes the helicopter crashing on the way in. That included the 4 to 5 minute firefight. They didn't have any answers when I asked where are all the bullet holes in the building, if it was a 45 minute firefight. And if you were fighting for 45 minutes, you had no SEALs killed and only 5 people killed in the building. They didn't have answers for that.
Well, you know, I guess what makes this interview even more interesting now is the fact that the commander that I guess commanded or was in charge of this mission has now come out and said that pretty much your version of what happened didn't.
Well, actually, that would be Admiral Bill McRaven, who's a man that I worked with as a teammate at SEAL Team 4. I've known Bill for 25 years. Actually, it was the spokesman who said, and I'd like to quote from the AP article. This is what he said, that, you know, they're concerned, this is a quote, concerned that the book would lead Americans to doubt the administration's version of events, unquote. Now, that is not exactly what I call a fierce damnation of my version of the story, which I maintain strongly is a first-person account of this raid on the ground. And it differs categorically, not just from the story the administration told, because they didn't tell just one. It differs from all four of the stories that the administration told. And they are pushing back to every extent they possibly can. But that's something that I completely expected and, you know, embraced for. It's not a surprise to me.
Now, let's talk about your book a little bit, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the controversy surrounding it now. You gave the exact quote from, you know, the spokesperson for the commander of the event. According to your book, and without giving it all away, because we want people to buy the book, we want people to read it, but give us a brief narrative of your version of what happened.
Well, you know, I'm happy to, the book in itself will have more details, but I'm happy to give a sketch of what the operation entailed. And again, let's bear in mind that we are entering this from the administration's version, that the helicopter crashed trying to get in, and then we are to believe the second helicopter decided to land outside the building somewhere else. Okay. In fact, this is what happened. The two stealth helicopters were able to approach the compound undetected. The first one to get there went into a hover where snipers could provide sniper cover over the entire compound. The next helicopter landed successfully on Mr. Bin Laden's roof, which was the nexus of this entire operation. This happened as fast as I can tell you about it. The doors went back. The SEALs jumped out onto the roof. They jumped off the roof into a third-floor walled terrace. The sliding glass doors were open. They surged into the building, down the hallways of the third floor. Mr. Bin Laden's bodyguard, his 21-year-old son, ran upstairs. He was shot and killed. A door opened off the hallway. Mr. Bin Laden stuck his head out, saw the SEALs, rather comically slammed the door. The SEALs kicked the door open, burst into his bedroom. Mr. Bin Laden shoved his fourth wife, Amal, at the assaulters. He dove across his king-size bed, trying to get to an AKSU assault rifle that was leaning against the headboard. And before he could get to the rifle, in the space of 2 seconds, four shots were fired. Two shots and two shots. First shot missed Mr. Bin Laden's head. The second one, aimed at his head, struck his wife in the leg, showing that he was A, behind her, and B, lower than her waist. The third shot and fourth shot struck him in the head and the heart and killed him instantly. He died with his hand outstretched toward his rifle. This was 120 seconds into the operation, not 45 minutes. He was killed at once from a top-down assault by a successful insertion.
All right. Now, where's the wrecked helicopter come into all this and all the other wounded in the administration's version of the story?
Well, the helicopter, actually, about 12 to 18 minutes into the operation, it was sitting on top of the building, turning. Now, this helicopter was supposed to move from the roof of the building to an alternative landing zone to re-embark the assaulters. It was observed on the overhead feed to lift off in a normal manner. It then did a sort of tail around, and it landed hard in the livestock pen that adjoined the main building. The SEALs at the time had no idea why it crashed. They didn't know if it had been shot down. They didn't know if this was pilot error. The famous photograph showing the concerned faces in the Situation Room does not reflect anything else except these people viewing the overhead feed at the moment that the helicopter crashed. And again, that was 12 to 18 minutes into the operation. So those are some pretty fundamental differences in the account. But principally, the administration could not get its story straight. The president, his statement was true, complete, and correct. And had it stood alone without the subsequent leaks, I would never have written this book. But by the time the New Yorker article came out in August, I couldn't stand by and watch the American people consume this squalid tale of murder. What was written in the New Yorker article was a greasy assassination. It was not a combat mission conducted by special operations forces. Now, I'm not at all surprised the administration is pushing back. They have to. They have to push back. What are they going to say? We didn't tell you the truth? We got it wrong every time? I'm not surprised.
Now, if you're just joining us here on the Gary Snyder Show, we're speaking with Chuck Farr. He is the author of Seal Target Geronimo. Well, let me ask you this, and why the discrepancy between your version, and again, you say you spoke directly to boots on the ground, and the administration's version, and why would the administration want to distort what happened?
Well, they didn't distort what happened. What happened is they did not clarify what happened. The New Yorker article was informed by and sourced to the same political operatives who gave us the 45-minute firefight and who gave us the, that Mr. Bin Laden's wife was shot in the leg somehow as a control measure. The New Yorker article was not informed in any case by anyone with even a special operations background, because anybody, and your listeners, anyone who's in the Marine Corps, who is in the Army, the Navy, the high ground is everything. You send two helicopters in to conduct this key portion of the mission. The reason you have two helicopters is in case the first one deviates, hits a wire, gets shot down. It's a bit of a fairy tale to ask people trained in the military to believe that the secondary helicopter would land outside a 20-foot concrete wall. It simply wouldn't have happened. So with that being out, again, the administration frustrated that it had to reel back all these stories. And granted, every time they had to reel back a story that was sourced, as in the case of the counterterrorism boss, Mr. Brenner, every time they did that, it wounded their own credibility. In the middle of May, they shut down all discourse, even my official contacts to the CIA, to other intelligence sources. The word came out, don't talk, that's it, no more. They arrested the narrative in this incomplete state. That's what's responsible for the New Yorker article. That's what's also responsible for me trying to set these facts straight and to let the American people know, and history now, how this operation went down.
Now, you can see the administration trying to push back. I follow Michael Smirkanich here on 1400 WBAT. I believe you were his guest last week. And a good portion of the last segment of his show today was basically set aside to try to discredit you and your book. I don't know if you had a chance to hear that. But what do you say to the people like Smirkanich, which he tries to play the middle, but when it comes down to it, when you look at him, he is really protecting the administration side on this argument. It was the administration that was right. They would never lie versus this former SEAL team commander who talked to boots on the ground.
Well, with all due respect to Mr. Smirkanich, all he needs to do is ask the administration to release some overhead photographs of the operation. This was entirely taped. Those still photographs and that video shows exactly when the helicopter crashed. It does show that. Now, I am certain that at some point in the coming years, that data will be released. There's no question about it. I'd also point out, why jump back so hard on this? I've had some correspondents been told by administration sources that I did not serve as a SEAL, that I was not at SEAL Team 6, that I was not an assault element commander. They have leaked bits of my medical history. It's flabbergasting. What I can tell you is that I have served honorably in the United States Navy. I'm very proud to have been a naval officer. It was the greatest privilege of my life to command an element at SEAL Team 6. What do I have to gain by this? It certainly brings heat onto me, but I stayed adamantly, this is the way it happened. And again, just think of it in simplistic terms. Would a helicopter not land outside after coming 120 miles? It then has to land outside the target? If it was a 45-minute firefight, why were no SEALs killed? Why are there no bullet holes all over the compound? You know, ask yourself those questions. The elephant in the room for Mr. Krkonich is, why did the administration jump on this 7 hours after it happened, before the intelligence could be collected, indexed, but most importantly, acted upon? That is the big, ugly thing in the room. The administration can't say, well, we waited. You didn't wait. You didn't wait 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours. This was a chance to put Al-Qaeda away forever. It didn't happen.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because I don't think there's a politician in the world who could resist jumping in this go-kart and driving it around for credit. I think that's what happened. I have some sympathy for the president. The president made his statement. It was full, complete, and accurate. He was not done his service by his staff, who began to leak everything they knew as fast as they knew it. They didn't do their boss a favor.
All right, Chuck, real quick, we're running out of time here, but I want to ask you, is there anything you wanted to cover about your book or you know, to set the record straight that maybe we haven't discussed yet?
Well, no, but I'd say, look, you know, you have nothing to risk by going to your local library. Take a look. There's also some information in there that discusses how the Maersk Alabama operation went down and how Captain Richard Phillips was rescued. And again, I put that story in there. Please compare the precision, accuracy, and valor of the rescue of Captain Phillips to the administration story of the 45-minute firefight. See which one of those SEAL team methodologies you think might have been used. Again, I stand by this book firmly, and I think it was very important to write this history down, and I was proud to do it.
Well, I love books like this. I was an infantryman, obviously never did anything like you did, but proud of my service, and we want to thank you for yours. Do you have a website for this? Obviously, we can buy the book at all your major retailers, but do you have a website, Twitter, Facebook, any of that?
I have a website. It's www.chuckfarrer.com, and Farrer is P-F-A-R-R-E-R. Unless I'm ordering a pizza, and then it becomes Smith.
I like that, huh? Yeah, about Facebook or Twitter?
I think we're on there, too. I tell you what, I'm kind of digitally challenged for a guy my age. But, it's folks, it's out there. And you know what? History is the stuff that goes on in front of a lighted curtain. But history is made by men like the SEAL teams who move behind the curtain. And that's how history is made.
Well, Chuck, I want to thank you for your time, and obviously don't be a stranger to the show.
Thanks, sir. I'll be delighted to be back. Great talking to you, Gary.
We are asking for your help in making Christmas brighter for kids in Grant County. This is Sheriff Daryl Heimlich. Won't you please give to our chaplaincy drive?
And this is Chaplain Daryl Smith with the Grant County Sheriff's Chaplaincy Department. You can put a smile on the face of these kids that might go without Christmas this year. Look for us this Friday and Saturday.
Sheriff's deputies and volunteers will be out collecting Friday and Saturday to help the Sheriff's Department Gifts for Kids funds. This Friday and Saturday, look for the crews, slow down, and please give.
Please be generous and give what you can. Thank you so much.
The Sheriff's Gifts for Kids Drive is brought to you by Dr. Bruner, Dr. Root, and Dr. Sneed, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, Abby Carpet, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wapner Funeral Homes, and Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV. Please give what you can.
Behind every future Indiana doctor, astronaut, and engineer is an inspiring teacher. The Woodrow Wilson Indiana Teaching Fellowship offers $30,000 for you to complete a master's degree and teach in a high-need urban or rural school. Indiana students need you. Change your world by changing theirs. Teach. Learn more online at woodrowindiana.org. woodrowindiana.org.
Timeless. Classic. Legendary. All words that apply to the Letterman coming to Warsaw. The Letterman coming to the Wagon Wheel Theater in Warsaw this Saturday night for one show only at 7 p.m. Get your tickets from the Wagon Wheel Theater, where you're never more than 10 rows from center stage. Tickets on sale for the single performance starting at $28. Brought to you by Shout Promotions.
Invest in your future and enjoy easier shopping for coins, gold and silver bars, bullion, and more at the new Silvertown.com. Silvertown's new and improved website features faster searching and a better buying experience. You'll discover that Silvertown truly is the market leader for modern coins, silver American Eagles, gold American Eagles, world coins, modern commemoratives, and more on the new Silvertown.com. Silvertown introduces two new half-ounce silver medallions. For the first time ever, a half-ounce Buffalo replica silver round, and back for the first time in over a decade, the half-ounce St. Gaudens replica. These medallions are offered on the website at a special internet price, so take advantage of this incredible pricing today. Shop the new Silvertown.com anytime, 24 hours a day, or stop by Silvertown in Winchester, weekdays from 9 to 5 and Saturdays from 9 to 4 on Union City Pike across from Winchester High School. Check them out on Facebook. Invest in your future today at Silvertown.
Action Motorsports in Marion is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return, and may God bless America. This message is from Action Motorsports in Marion, located at 314 North Baldwin. Stop in for a large selection of snowblowers, the lowest prices around. Stop in and see Mike at Action Motorsports. They're on the air asking all of our listeners to proudly do business with all of our local businesses this holiday season. Action Motorsports in Marion.
Get your holiday groove on with a wonderful series of events coming to Marion. Don't miss the Christmas City Parade on Saturday, November 19th. The Walkway of Lights opens that weekend and runs through December 31st. Bring your friends and family out for one of Marion's real treasures. Happy Holidays! This message is brought to you by the Grant County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, this is Weston James from the Marion Fire Department. Please come out and support the 7th annual Guns N' Hoses football game where the Marion Fire Department versus the Marion Grant County Law Enforcement Agencies. This Saturday, November 19th, high noon at Marion High School Dick Luton's football stadium. Admission is one canned food item per person. All canned good items will be donated to the Grant County Rescue Mission. Come cheer on your favorite team. Will the fire department defend their title again this year, or will the law enforcement agencies come out on top?
Bringing local news to Fairmount, Upland, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Ed Thurman with WBAT News. Marion school officials and staff members at Justice Intermediate School say they will take on a poor evaluation of the school head on. Justice received a failing grade from the Indiana Department of Education based on ISTEP scores during the 2010-2011 school year, and the school is now on state probation. The Marion School Board heard from teachers, parents, and others during a hearing on the school's probationary status last night. Justice Principal Michelle Lochner says they'll start the process of improving things by talking to parents.
We're going to do a parent survey, and hopefully in that survey we'll get some ideas from parents of, from their perspective, what would be the best way to communicate with them.
A proposed change at the state level could lead to the state taking over Justice Intermediate School in 2 years if significant improvements aren't made. Indiana State Police officers from the Peru Post will be conducting an enforcement checkpoint looking for impaired drivers Friday night somewhere in Miami County. After the DUI checkpoint is finished, officers throughout the Peru District will conduct saturation patrols seeking out drivers who are driving under the influence. The saturation patrols will run throughout the nighttime hours Friday in Grant, Miami, Wabash, Howard, Cass, Tipton, and Fulton counties. Several Grant County police agencies say they've had reports of counterfeit bills being passed at local businesses. Marion Police and the Grant County Sheriff's Department have received at least 8 reports of phony $20 bills being passed at local businesses. Police don't know at this point if any or all of the reports are connected, but they encourage local retailers to use special markers when they take 20s or larger bills to test them and make sure they are real before accepting them. I'm Ed Thurman. The 1400 WBAT forecast, clear and cold tonight, low 25. On Friday, sunny, windy, a little warmer, high tomorrow 48. Friday night, increasing cloudiness, breezy, not as cold, low 32. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, and cool with Saturday's high of 55. We're your connection for news, sports, and information. 1400 WBAT.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
If I get murdered in the city, go read the letter in my desk. Don't worry with all my belongings, no, but pay attention to the list. Make sure my daughter knows I loved her. Make sure her mother knows the same. Always remember there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Welcome back. Sorry, we had the little mix up with Eric Estrada. I don't know whose career that says more about, the fact that he stood me up, or that cannot be good. That does not look good on a resume. All right, joining us now is co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
How you doing? Perhaps maybe he got called back to active duty with the Muncie Police Department and just got tied up with them.
No idea. Also joining us at this time, it's Thursday at 4:35, well, actually 4:45, but that means it's time for Abdul, publisher of IndyPolitics.org. Abdul, welcome.
Oh, stood up by Eric Estrada. Next thing you know, you'll be stood up by that other guy on chips, so you're in good company.
Well, I did get confirmation. I'm going to have Newman from Seinfeld on November 29th, so we'll see if that one works.
Wait, hey, congratulations. He's also the third rock from the sun.
Yep, and Jurassic Park, which was on last night.
Yep.
So, yeah, I hopefully that one doesn't stand me up, but, you know, it's probably not a good career signal if you're being stood up by Eric Estrada.
Not a problem. No, but always good to be here, my friend. I would never stand you up.
All right, IndyPolitics.org. Now, I do want to preface your interview by saying that we had Brian Howie on Tuesday, and he'll be on weekly on Tuesdays, and he did warn us that a lot of times maybe some of your commentary is tilted a little bit by martinis.
Oh, of course it is. I will gladly, freely admit that, but that's where you get the best gossip, is over alcohol and cocktails, so... No, Brian's a good guy, and we both cover the legislature from a little bit of a different perspective. But it's I tell people you need all that information, so the good folks up in Marion and north central Indiana, you know, can make the best formed decisions possible about what's going on with their government down here in Indianapolis.
So what do you have cooking on IndyPolitics.org today? I know it has something to do with the Occupy Indianapolis people.
Yes, it's interesting. I had gotten word a couple of days ago that the Indiana Department of Administration, those are the folks that oversee all the state buildings and state property, excuse me, are kind of getting sick and tired of the trash, the public safety hazard, and the nuisance that these folks were causing. And I managed to get a hold of some conversations that were taking place on a Occupy Indy webinar, where the folks who were organizing, who, by the way, were in a nice warm place, so the folks are outside in the bitter cold, were basically admitting that, yeah, you know, it's not really safe. We've got homeless people. You know, it's kind of dangerous. They won't leave. You know, there have been some reports of assaults. A pregnant woman got attacked recently, a guy urinating on, you know, out there publicly on the lawn, like, you know, like your dog or other pet would. And it was just getting to the point where it's one thing if people want to come and protest and express their grievances with their government that no one has a problem with, but it was just getting really ridiculous, out of control, trash and, you know, tents and things all over the place. And so the state basically told them, hey, you know what? We've had enough. You know, you guys want to come here, protest, fine, but pack your camp and crap up and get the hell out of here.
Probably the way it should be. Tom? We'll give Tom one more chance here. Tom?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Sound like a Verizon commercial.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Abdul, it's always good to have you on the show. I don't know, for some reason on this area over by 38th in Michigan, it just goes a dead spot. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But anyway, but I know we're coming up on the Indiana legislative system session, I should say. I know they're going to take a break for the Super Bowl. I guess my question is, you know, I'm the biggest football fan as ever, and as anybody that knows me knows, I'm all about sports. But why do we need to take a break in the legislative session just for the Super Bowl?
The reason why they have to take a break, because there is no room at the end. Because a lot of lawmakers are not from Indianapolis, they're from other parts. And so when they're here, they stay in hotels, they stay in places like the Columbia Club, the Westin, hotels near the State House. But when the Super Bowl came, the hotel chains made it perfectly clear, hey, we like you guys, but get out for a couple of days. So because that's when a lot of places will, you know, make a nice little bit of pocket change because of the Super Bowl. So a lot of these folks just basically have no place to stay. So unlike the state employees who live, you know, in the area, in the region, when the good chunk of your lawmakers aren't necessarily within an hour's drive, it's better off just to send everybody home for a couple of days.
All right, Abdul, we have organizational day next week or the week after for the General Assembly. What are you hearing about this and any surprises?
The one thing we're all keeping an eye on right now is whether the Indiana General Assembly will actually be able to convene and whether Democrats will show up. There's been some question. The Republicans may bring up the topic of right to work, which means you can't be forced to join a union as part of your employment, which caused the walkout that we had earlier this year. So there's a question as to whether Democrats will show, because the law was passed, you know, basically saying if you leave for more than 3 days unexcused, you can be fined like up to $1,000 per day. The logic is that Democrats won't show, and by not showing up, the legislature can't convene, so you can't be accused of, you know, you can't walk out of a place you never went into in the first place. So there's that dynamic. There's also some talk of maybe what's called sort of a rolling walkout, where they stay gone for 1 or 2 days at a time, then come back on that third day. So that's sort of, we're all kind of see if the Democrats will actually show up on Tuesday. And if they do show up, you know, will they have the same leadership that they've had in the past with Pat Bauer, the minority leader, or will they pick some new leadership? They reportedly had a caucus meeting today. That's when, you know, different parties, you know, sort of get together in the room. But it's been kind of tight-lipped on what has actually come out of that meeting. So those martinis that my good friend Brian Howie says I'm so notorious for, I'll be having later this evening with a few lawmakers to find out exactly what happened.
Now, we were speaking with Jim Banks yesterday, state senator up here for Marion and Huntington County, and he seems to think that right to work will be the law of the land next July.
Well, the question will be, is the governor's kind of, it's interesting where everybody's sort of positioning themselves. You got the governor saying, you know, in so many words that, you know, if they send me right to work, I'll probably sign it, kind of sending that signal. Senator Phil Boots from the Zionsville area, you know, pretty much indicated he wants to give it a hearing on his committee. And we wouldn't be giving it a hearing unless Senate President Pro Tem David Long signed off on it. And so what I'm hearing on the House Republican side is that they're willing to go forward with right to work if the Senate is willing to take it up as well. It's sort of, you know, everybody's got to hang together or they all hang separately.
Tom?
Well, Abdul, obviously there's a lot of bills on the table, and the first priority is obviously to get to work, and I think it's irony that it's all about right to work, and they won't go to work so that others can go to work. But that's neither here nor there. I certainly hope that the Democrats won't pull another stunt like they did last year. Obviously, it was a huge mess. Another thing I know that's really big on Hoosiers' mind across the state is this big smoking ban that's coming up. I don't smoke, but I don't have a problem if other people want to light up and kill themselves. That's perfectly fine by me. I find it ironic that we want to stop a smoking ban, but yet we want to expand Medicaid coverage.
Well, it's interesting. There's a debate going on in Indianapolis, and a lot of people are watching Indianapolis because probably whatever happens in Indy has a good chance of happening at the state level to one degree or another. One of those things is Indianapolis outgoing President Ryan Vaughn introduced a smoking ban that covers basically all bars in Indianapolis, but exempts tobacco shops, hookah bars, my personal favorite, cigar bars, and private clubs. Democrat, who's also Councilmember Angela Mansfield down here, included a ban that includes everything but tobacco shops. Now, the mayor has said that he will only sign a proposal, which is basically Ryan Vaughn's proposal, that has those exemptions. So there's a lot of posturing going on right now. And also, we had to take into account the whole thing about the Super Bowl as well. Now, here's an interesting catch in all this. There is a question as to whether the contract that the Super Bowl signed with the city of Indianapolis would actually allow for a smoking ban. Because I've been told that, trying to get my hands on a copy of the contract to actually take a look at it, that you can't have a smoking ban for the 10 days that the Super Bowl is actually here in town. So that may complicate matters even more. So it's only going to get more and more interesting as the day goes on. But what the anti-smoking people will say, yes, people have a choice to kill themselves, but this is about the employees who don't have a choice to work in the places that they do. All right, I find that argument a little specious because we all have a choice to work where we want to. I mean, because last time I checked, slavery was still illegal in this country.
All right, last question for you, Abdul. I know you got to go tend to your ill wife. But organizational day next week, one race that we're watching up here is House Ways and Means Chairman Jeff Espich and Dan Leonard have been thrown both into the same primary next year. Dan Leonard has sat on the House Ways and Means Committee. Maybe a little bit of controversy there. Maybe Espich throws his weight around a little bit and Leonard gets left off that committee heading into a 2012 primary showdown.
It'll be interesting because when House Republicans drew their maps, they basically knew they were going to have to draw some of their members together in the same district. And the last time I spoke with Representative Espich earlier this year, you know, it was his intent to run again. To be honest with you, I don't see how Jeff doesn't win or pull this one out because Espich is, like, you know, one of the heavyweights in the legislature when it comes to issues of the budget. So for Republicans to lose him, they're suffering a big loss. I can see the other representative like, hey, why don't you not run? We'll find something for you to do in the Daniels-Pence administration, so to speak.
I don't know. Dan Leonard up here, and again, he covers it covers all of Huntington County, which is a majority of the votes in that district. I don't see Dan stepping back either. So this could be a very interesting primary to watch come May.
You would be surprised at what you do with when you offer people the right incentives.
All right, Abdul, where can people find your work?
You can find us on the web at indypolitics.org or on Facebook, IndyPolitics, and on Twitter at IndyPoliticsORG, no period in between.
Talk to you next week.
All right, take care, my friend.
All right, that was Abdul. We'll just call him Abdul because, hey, he has earned the... one name recognition from here on out. All right, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight-moving company. You can't remember that. All you really have to remember is GaryLSnyder.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. Quick break. We'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
What matters to you matters to us. The right car or great truck with service you trust. You're treated like family in our hometown, where people come for deals from miles around.
Barry Bunker Chevrolet would like to invite you to look at the huge selection on all new and gently used vehicles on the lot. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is the home of the best service, the best selection, and you know what you're getting on the day you sign. Barry Bunker and his staff are proud to be a part of Marion, located on Wabash Avenue or southbound on Highway 15. Call 664-1275 or log on to the web at www.barrybunker.com. You can see for yourself. You will see Barry Bunker's team is ready to help you find your next vehicle. Remember Barry Bunker Chevrolet, because Chevy runs deep.
The man whose name is on the door is always on the showroom floor. Barry Bunker Chevrolet.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I'm feeling inside. All I know is I want to win pride. I got my dream to remember. Oh, I got my dream, baby. Dream to remember.
We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Okay, finally, is relevant here. Winter is rapidly approaching, and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now at 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. All right, I want to thank Abdul for joining us that hour, covering the Occupy Indianapolis crowd, the state capitol getting a little fed up with them. Throw away your trash. How hard is that? Didn't your mamas teach you anything? Throw away your trash. Also want to thank Tom Marquis for joining us, and he'll be back with us just after the top of the hour. Coming up, Abby Phillip, White House reporter for Politico.com, literally gives us a call from the basement of the White House a lot of the times. I know she tried it once from the lawn and got chased away by the Secret Service, which in itself was hilarious. And also, John Brodigan with Brodigan, weather permitting, of course. I want to thank our guest earlier today, Terry O'Shea. If you missed that interview, great look as we approach the 33rd anniversary tomorrow of the mass suicide / mass murder at Jonestown in Ghana. Great look from a survivor, someone who escaped the camp 3 weeks just ahead of the mass suicide. All right, you've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.